Money Making Unicorns. Unpopular Nicole Cherie opinion today. You did this to your motherfucking self. Yep, that's right. You are exactly where you are because you put yourself there. Can you get your head around that?
Take off your pants. Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
So let me get your head around this motherfucking concept. Mindset. For those of you who are already enrolled into the online coaching world, you have heard so many fucking people say, mindset is everything. Because it's a nice little catchphrase and it sounds really fucking good. And it sounds like, you know, you're really into yourself and that you're introspective and you're a thought leader and all of those things. But what does that really fucking mean? And if you're not in the online coaching world, then you probably haven't been smashed over the head with this buzzword quite yet. I know that I hadn't. You know, mindset came into play for me because I was a gymnast when I was a kid. Like a high-level gymnast, and I was in the gym fucking, I don't know, a million hours a week, working my ass off, doing the things like through my whole childhood for like 12 years, right? And so for us, like mindset was like, get your head in the game. It was like visualizations before you got up on beam, before you, you know, jumped in for your competition routine. It was like dialing it in, right? It was thinking about what you were going to do before you did it so you didn't fuck it up. That's what mindset meant to me. And, you know, I'm a fairly introspective person, and I always have been. It's just that a lot of you didn't know that because I was fucking hammered all the time. But I'm very good at like seeing the things. Like I can see it in myself. I can see it in other people. I'm very observant when it comes to really understanding what people are thinking and why they're thinking it and their personality profiles. It's what made me really great as a bar consultant because I built good teams. You know, I built good teams because I could see what we needed. I didn't hire 10 of the same motherfucking person like a basic bitch manager did, you know, like I knew that we needed different types of personalities to round out our teams so that they would not only be great for the customers, but so that they wouldn't fucking fight with each other so that we could create like alignment on the team. And you know, things like DISC assessments. Like I've been having my staff in bars do DISC assessments for as long as I can remember. I actually took a really, really high level DISC, like, you know, with an actual like consultant, a couple years back. And it was so empowering to like see your personality like lined out that way. And like, oh my gosh, this is what it is. And like, we went through this huge presentation. He really like broke it down for me. I'm a high D, so I'm really in the results-driven kind of spectrum, and then a high I with that influencer. And my compliance, you guys, like it's like fucking non-existent. It's like the low. He told me, he's like, this is the lowest compliance score I've ever seen, and I've been doing DISC assessments for, you know, fucking 40 years or whatever the hell it was. I was like, yeah, I get that. But we got to the end of the assessment, and he said, all right, like, do you have any questions? And my first question to him was, well, how do I fix it? He's just started laughing. He's like, no, Nicole, like, I don't think that you quite understand. He's like, you don't fix it because it's not broken. This is who you are. And it's not going to change because it doesn't need to change. This isn't something about behavior patterns. He's like, this is why you behave the way you do. You know, these aren't things that are going to change. He's like, you can change the behaviors that lay on top of them. But as far as how you think and feel about how you think and feel, that's not fucking going anywhere. And I was like, oh shit, mind fucking blown, right? Because I'd spent so much time like trying to fucking please people and trying to be what they fucking wanted me to be, you know, stuff me in the box and try to get me to fucking act right, right? Wasn't working, by the way. But I mean, there were situations where I did try that. And even when I tried, I failed, right? And I felt terrible. I had so much guilt and so much shame around who I was and, you know, that I wasn't what people wanted and I was unwanted, right? And all of that shit is mindset. It's how you perceive yourself and and how you perceive that other people perceive you. That's a huge one, that reflection piece. You guys, I hate to fucking break it to you, but we are herd animals. We are herd animals. We love to fucking assimilate. Don't underestimate the power of assimilation, because we love it. We love to do what everybody else does. Why do you think social media works so fucking well, right? FOMO, motherfucking FOMO. We feel like we're left out if we're not in the fucking circle. And even the people who rebel, even the rebels of society at some level are rebelling to a place of other rebels, right? It is still assimilation at some foundational level. Biologically, we're just fucking set up for it. We need other people. And once you start to really understand that piece of mindset, that it's not something you fix, right? It's not something you're not changing who you are. It's the fact that you become more fully who you are and you accept it. You accept yourself for your traits and you realize how they serve you and how they fucking limit you. And then you can start making decisions in your life that align with who you really are, instead of trying to put the mask on and trying to be who other people want you to be. I mean, think about it. Why do we do that, right? Well, I mean, arguably we can start with our parents, right? I'm pretty big on personal responsibility. I don't really like the whole concept of like, oh, my parents did this to me, so this is the way I am. Like, oh my God, get over the fucking self, right? But there's certain things that we can't argue with, right? Genetically, we were born with a disposition. We can go into the nature versus nurture argument all motherfucking day. But it is something where, of course, your upbringing has an effect on this. And of course, your ability to reflect on that upbringing and how you judge your younger self has an effect on how you feel about yourself now and what you're actually capable of. Because the truth is, you're creating limits, right? You're creating limits in your own mind of what you can be, what you can accomplish, what is even possible. We are creating those limits every fucking day for ourselves, for our children. Our parents created those barriers for us. Teachers, any sort of adult influence when we were kids is of course going to shape that in that younger mind spectrum to say, hey, this is how it is. This is what you do. This is how you behave. This is what's acceptable and this is what's not. And some of us jump right on that fucking board, right? They jump on the board. We're like, yep, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to fall in line. I'm going to do exactly what my mom says. I'm going to please and do the things because it feels good to me. I love fucking external validation, right? And others of us don't do that, right? Where validation comes in a different format. And we kind of get lost in it. And I know that that's what it was for me, is that I kind of got validation from not doing what I was told and like having that independence spike in me. Like, you know, my mom is a very successful entrepreneur. And so she didn't really reward me for falling in line, you know, which of course bit her in the ass at times and still does. But it's a little better now, but it's something too, where, you know, what are we teaching with our children? What are we teaching to ourselves? Because the fact of the matter is, guys, you are conditioned, whether you want to admit it or not. In fact, itself is a condition. You are conditioned by society and your parents, the people you surround yourself, your friends, your coworkers, and most importantly, your motherfucking self. You condition yourself every fucking day. That is what you do. You get up, you brush your teeth, you got your fucking routine, you got the shit you do and the shit you don't do, the shit you say and the shit you don't say. That is all motherfucking conditioning. And you have the power to change it. And not until you take radical responsibility for it. When it's still someone else's fault, when you're still blaming, when you're still saying, my mom did this to me, when you're still saying, I'm like this because, you can't take responsibility for it. It's just not fucking possible. You can't take responsibility for something, then you're not going to be able to fucking change it. Okay. And so what does that really mean, right? Owning up to it and looking yourself in the mirror and saying like, hey, like I'm fucked up because I choose to be fucked up. And when you can start to say that, then you can start making adjustments to it. Can you look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I got myself to where I am today. Like, good, bad, or otherwise, I did this. Not my fucking parents, not my fucking friends, not my fucking job or my boss or any of the other things. No. You called this shit into your life. And for better or worse, you are where you are. Can you take radical responsibility for that? Because when you can start to change it. And that's when all the fucking magic starts to happen, right? And that's what I started to realize, was that it wasn't anybody else's fault that I felt the way that I did, that I was depressed, that I was upset, that I was fucking miserable. And it wasn't them. It was me. I made that choice every day. I made the choice to be fucking miserable. I made the choice to live in depressive tendencies. And, you know, I made the choice to not want to fix it, right? To not seek solutions, to not try and make it better, because at some level, I liked it. I did. I liked it. I liked being depressed. It was part of my motherfucking personality. It was part of who I was, my identity. I liked being angry. I liked the charge that I got. Being angry was better than being sad, right? Being a bitch was better than fucking being sad that everybody hated me. And, you know, I got labeled. And I want you to think about that. What labels do you have for yourself? The ones that you self-identify with, the ones that maybe someone else gave it to you, but you intrinsically take it and it becomes part of you. The word for me was aggressive, okay? Is that people called me aggressive. Oh my God, you're so aggressive, Nicole. Tell us how you really feel. La, la, la. You're so intimidating. This fucking story, right? And from a very young age. And so I adopted it. I went with it. I fucking ran with it. I took that shit to the motherfucking bank. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm aggressive. Like, I have a shirt. I have a shirt that says hashtag aggressive on it. Like, that I went and had made for a bar event. You know, I owned it because it was part of my identity. But, you know, the truth is, you guys, I'm not that fucking aggressive. I'm not. I'm an action taker. And once I changed that word for myself and I shifted out of aggressive into action taker, that's when everything fucking started to change. That's when, because it was so deeply embedded. It's not like a core belief. It's not like down, like not like abandonment, not like the fucking daddy issues, but like, it was a layer above that. It was one layer above core, where it's like I had identified myself as aggressive. And that's what I thought of me. And that's what I thought that other people thought of me. And so I just ingrained it. And I conditioned myself every day to be a little bit more aggressive and to step into that. And it wasn't fucking serving me. I mean, sure, there were things that it did get done. I get things done like a motherfucker from that aggressive tendency. You know, I get what I want in a lot of ways. And it has served me. But it wasn't serving me in the way that I felt about myself. It was limiting me because I had this negative perception, this kind of like, I don't know, demonized perception of who I was, that I was a badass in the bad way. Like I was a jerk. Like I was, you know, someone to be trifled with, like, you know, catch me outside shit. Right. And it wasn't true. And when I realized that, I was like, oh my God, I've been fucking pretending this whole time that I'm super fucking mean. Like, I am not a mean person, like at all. Like, if you ask people who actually fucking know me, like in real life, my real life fucking friends, like I am not mean at all. Like, I'm the nicest fucking person. Like, I do shit for my fucking friends and family all the fucking time. I'm very giving. I'm very caring, and not from a place of resentment. Like, I genuinely give a fuck. I really fucking give a fuck about people. Like, I'm not mean. Will I put up with your shit? Fuck no, I won't put up with your shit. But I shouldn't put up with your shit, right? That's not being mean. That's me just having a fucking boundary that other people are not okay with sometimes. I stand up for myself, certainly. And I've adapted to this aggressive word and became more aggressive. But if you leave me alone in a room by myself, like, am I aggressive? Like, am I able to like punch in the fucking wall and shit? Like, no, I'm like chilling, reading a book, like enjoying my thought pattern, laying out by the lake. Like, I'm not an aggressive person. But I adopted that, right? I adopted it. So what kind of mentalities have you adopted in your life? How do they serve you? How do they limit you? And when you can start looking at that, that is the beginning of your introspective journey into mindset. Because what we're talking about mindset is, it's not a noun, it's a verb, like mindset. Like, how do you set your mind today for success, for for lack of success, for depression, for happiness, for joy, for peace and love? How do you set your mind today in the verb? That's something that fucking changed my whole world because I realized I didn't have to be what other people said. I didn't have to fucking wear the pants. I didn't have to listen to people who wore pants. I got to be whoever the fuck I wanted to be. And it turned out that I wanted to be happy and fulfilled and fucking successful. That's what I fucking wanted. So that's what I started doing. And that's what we're really going to fucking dig into, right? That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to push into that. So I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Let's really dig into what success and fulfillment really fucking means to you. Let me talk about what it means to me and put it into your thought process. What does that fucking mean to you? All right, you guys, real unicorns. We don't wear pants.
For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button and remember, #fuckpants.